Well, that couldn't have been a lot of fun, huh?
Not at all. Anytime you play the way we play, it's frustrating.
How frustrating is it when you know that you did most of it to yourself there in the first half, and the way you finally got it together in the second half, you play like that in the first half, and you're looking at a totally different game?
I mean, once again, it goes, you know, it's consistency. You know, that's been the problem. And over the past weeks, we've actually played consistent football. And, you know, yesterday we just didn't do the things. It seemed like we couldn't do anything right, especially in the first half. So, you know, we get back to the drawing board. I mean, just like when we win games, we watch film. When we move on, we're going to do the same thing here. We're going to watch film, make corrections, and move on. So, it's a lot of plays we left on the field, a lot of plays. Everything wasn't bad. You know, we had some good stuff that we did, but we just didn't make enough plays at the end of the day, and it cost us, especially when we dug ourselves in a deep hole. It's very hard to come back when you dig yourself a hole, but the hole we dug was, I mean, to do what we did in the second half, I mean, we was lucky we got away with that.
Now, that would have been historic if you came back from that.
I've never seen anything like I was saying to Glenn earlier. I haven't seen a team get down 28, then come back, and there's still 6.5 minutes, more than 6.5 minutes to play. Usually that comeback, you got like a minute left, 30 seconds left in the game. But, you know, there are times, Vince, you guys practice well and you play well. You didn't play well for most of this game. If you look back at practice, did practice go well this week?
I mean, it went okay. I mean, I wouldn't say it was the worst practice, and I wouldn't say it was the best practice. You know, you're always trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong. And nine times out of ten, you always have to look back at practice and see how it went. And the way we played is sort of the way we practiced. So, you know, we had problems. You know, we had problems. We made some adjustments. We came out. We fixed them. We played better. But like I said, at that point, I mean, we down whatever it was. We basically just gave a half of football away. And you just can't win, especially playing against a good football team like the San Francisco was. I mean, it's impossible to win games like that. So, like I say, you know, we watch the film, we're making corrections, and we're going to move on. So, we definitely going to have better weeks of practices. And each week gets bigger. It gets bigger and bigger. So, we have to get back on track this week.
All right, they came out throwing the football and then went back to their bread and butter, which was the running game. I couldn't believe the – because it wasn't poor tackling, but it was the holes that Frank Gore had in the middle of the line, which has been something you guys have been terrific at all year long. What happened there? Was there miscommunication? What was going on?
You know, people out of the lanes. It was a lot of different things played a factor. You know, and most of the times it was just guys not being in the right place at the right time. And we had to do better with that. We definitely got to do better with that. But for the most part, I mean, they rushed for 180 yards, whatever it was. But, I mean, we watched film, and it was just little things. It wasn't anything big. It wasn't like they was dominating us up front, nothing like that. It was just little technique things, fundamental things. And when you see things like that, that's frustrating. Because, you know, one thing we talked about was this is going to be a fundamental game. We're going to play good technique defensively because they do so many different things. You just can't say, you know, they're going to line up, they're going to do this. Because these guys do a lot of things. So, at the end of the day, that's what it was. It was just fundamentally breakdowns and you know, big plays. Things like that cost us to lose this ball game.
I'm sure somebody on the scout team tried to give you Colin Kaepernick as well as they could. But what did you think of the real thing? And was there anything that or any dimension that he was able to bring that you didn't anticipate?
No, I mean, what you see on film is what we got. We knew exactly who he was. We knew if we make him throw from the pocket, he would struggle, which he did. We knew if he got out the pocket, he would hurt us, which he did. So it wasn't anything they showed us or anything that they did in that game that we were surprised about. It was just execution. We didn't execute, and it cost us big time.
How physical was it? A lot of people talked and saw some of the hits in the first half, and a lot of the announcers were raving about the fact that San Francisco was physical. Do you believe that you guys matched them with physicality?
Absolutely. I mean, I played in much more physical games than this. Not saying they're not a physical football team. They are, but I played in more games where walking out of that game, you can't feel certain parts of your body. I mean, but I've seen physical. I've seen more physical teams. We're a physical team. Looking at film, I mean, I think it was some hits that we delivered that was some punishing hits. The way we tackled at times, it was a purpose behind tackling. So I wouldn't question how physical we were or how physical they were. They're a physical football team. We're a physical football team. We knew exactly what we was getting into, and it played out the way we thought it was going to play out, not the score, but how they play. So we wasn't surprised about it.
Five times Kaepernick had trouble with that snap. At one time, I believe you had your hand on the ball, and it squeezed out of there.
No, I didn't have
it. You never had your hand on the ball?
No, I wish I would have.
It's amazing to me that he drops it five times, and they were able to recover every single one of them, including one of them ending up going to Gore for a touchdown. Was that? I mean, how bizarre is that? Usually, you get one, maybe two, when you get that many snaps.
Yeah, frustration. I mean, we had opportunities, and that was some of the opportunities that we had. The ball was on the ground a lot, but we only walked away with one of them. And those game changing moments, you know, when you backed up and you can walk away with a turnover or force a team to kick a field goal. You have to be able to take advantage of those. And we had two turnovers, but it wasn't enough from the amount of times that the ball was actually out. So we pride ourselves around here not turning the ball over and getting turnovers. And last night it didn't work in our favor.
You talk about some of the little mistakes, technique mistakes. It sounds like these are things that could be cleaned up in one practice. Is it that simple, or is it is a week?
Some of the things can be cleaned up just by
in a
watching
quarter,
film,
huh?
You know. So
some things were cleaned up at halftime.
Yeah,
or certain,
absolutely. Yeah. So I mean, it's like I said, it was just a bunch of little things, and you know, you have to be able to fix those. You have to be able to fix those right away, and that's what we're planning on doing. From walking away from this film today, we seen it. You know, we understand it. We see how they was trying to attack us. We understand it. And like I said, a lot of stuff got cleaned up today, not even stepping foot on the practice field. But, you know, just by going and talking about some things and how we want to approach it, you know, when we come back to it, it get cleaned up now. So, but you can say whatever you want to say in the meetings or in practice is executing on the game day. So, and if you don't execute on game day, I don't care what your game plan is, you won't be successful. And you saw it, you know, yesterday.
We've been getting this question all day long, so I'm going to let you answer it because you know better than we do. We don't know the answer to it. People obviously are well aware of buys and where it places you, wins and losses for the postseason. But how does it affect you guys? How does what happened yesterday, is any of that stuff even in your mindset?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, we still have two games left. So anything can happen in two games. The most important thing for us is to win. Whatever happens, happens. You know, so that's something we're not even talking about. It's something that we ain't even looking into. You know, we trying to figure out how we can get back on the winning track. And that's going on the road against a Jacksonville Jaguar team where we can't even pay attention to what their record is. It's about how well we can, you know, execute, how well we can prepare leading up to this game. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, what happened, happened. We can't change anything. What's going to happen, it's already written. But the best thing we can do as a football team is get better and win. Winning takes care of a lot of things. So that's our mind frame.
So do you hear people talking about it, or you just block it out? Because it's talked about, especially this time of year. You're watching football,
I mean,
you can't avoid it.
Every time you look at football, they're talking about it just because of how close we are. But, you know, we play football for a living. We when you start overlooking your opponent, that's when bad things happen. We will never do that. Never. We will never do that. Bill won't allow it. Guys on his team won't allow it, and I'm one of them. I'm pretty sure Tom won't allow it. Mayo won't allow it. The assistant coaches won't allow it. That's just the way we do things. It's been like this before I got here. So it's not going to change now just because of somebody else talking about it. We care less about what's going to happen 3-4 weeks from now. We care less about seeding. The main thing we're concerned about is winning this week. You know, after a terrible, you know, performance yesterday, it's the last thing we need to be talking about is a playoff pitch or a seeding. So our focus is Jacksonville. That's our focus, how well we can prepare, how well we can execute and go on the road. 1 o'clock game. That's what it's all about for us.
The weather, the conditions out there, was that a factor at all in the game?
For me,
fording anything?
No.
Certainly was with the ball, obviously.
The ball
was
absolutely
slippery everywhere.
But, I mean, as far as playing the game itself, no. We know when we playing ball games like this, number one thing is protecting the ball. We know how important it is to protect the ball. We know how important it is for opportunities to get turnovers. And like I said, we had some out yesterday, but we just didn't get it. I mean, we just didn't get it. We actually had a muffed punt. We just couldn't get it. So, you know, weather is weather, you know. And you have to be able to take advantage of some certain things in a game for your ball club. And, you know, yesterday we just didn't do enough of it.
All right, Vince. Good luck Sunday down there in Jacksonville. And to you and Bianca and all the kids, have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Same to you guys.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay, Vince.
Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show.